The story of Jesus' birth that we just heard in tonight's gospel is one that is very familiar to us. We hear it every year when we come to Mass on Christmas. And it's the story of God taking many individual pieces and weaving them together to make a very beautiful portrait, a portrait of his love. What's even better is that the individual pieces of this story are not the usual suspects that everyone would think would be involved. They're not kings or emperors or military leaders or the philosophers of the day. The events don't take place in the influential cities of Rome or Athens. And they don't happen with great fanfare. Most of the people in the world had no idea what was happening. Instead, God, in his wisdom, chooses to work with the obscure, a simple peasant girl, a lowly carpenter. The events happen in a far-flung corner of the Roman Empire, in Nazareth and Bethlehem. And whom does God choose to reveal the birth of his son? He chooses shepherds, people who occupied the lowest level of the social hierarchy of the day. And Jesus comes not as a mighty warrior or a political power, but he comes as a baby, somewhat incapable of helping himself. He doesn't even have a crib to sleep in. You see, this is how God prefers to work. God prefers to work with the ordinary in order to create something that is extraordinary. Certainly, this is true of the incarnation. What we celebrate tonight, that God became man for us in Jesus. But this phenomenon of how God likes to work is also true in our lives. What we celebrate this morning is the fact that 2,000 years ago, God became man for us. He took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and was born in our world. Think for a moment about how incredible that is. No other world religion would ever make such a claim, that God desired to be so close to his creatures that he took on our flesh and experienced all things like us but sin. He weaved together the history of the ancient Israel, the prophets and the patriarchs, so that at the appointed time when all was ready, he took flesh and was born of a human mother, just like each of us are. Jesus is the portrait of God's love, and he is someone with whom we can enter into a relationship. He is our Savior, but he is also our brother. As God weaved together these simple threads to make this incredible portrait, he can weave together the pieces of your life for good. Your life matters to God. And Christmas proves that fact, that Jesus became man for you. If you had been the only person who ever lived, Jesus would have been born and died and rose from the dead so that you can live by God's grace in this life and be with him forever in heaven. That fact is a tremendous blessing, that our life, my life, is that important to God. We might be tempted to think that we are too obscure, that the details of our life are unimportant to God. But nothing could be further from the truth. Think of how God chose the Blessed Mother Mary, a simple peasant girl, and exalted her above all the choirs of angels. Or Saint Joseph, a man who had a very simple faith, and he used that simple faith and trust to be the foster father of the Son of God. And the shepherds. The shepherds were the only ones in the entire world to hear this good news. They were rough and tumble. They were socially excluded. They were simple, obscure people. The prophet Isaiah told us in the first reading tonight, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone." God wants to shine his light in your life this Christmas. He wants to bring you great joy and rejoicing, to smash the yokes that burden you, to break the rods of those things that oppress you. But he doesn't do this through great fanfare, but rather he does it through the child who is born for us today, through his Son, Jesus, given for us. And he wants to do this for you, not just at Christmas, but every day of the year. I hope that this morning you will hear and receive in your life this message of God's love for you, of how important your life is to him, and that this fact will have a profound impact on all the days that follow from today.